T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, and this is the best football show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best from Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your NFL take with a 5-star review, a take on any player, any team, any NFL take, leave it with a 5-star review, and I'll make sure I'll read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. All right, big news today in the NFL, or at least a big rumor when it comes to the free agency of Odell Beckham Jr. Up until this point, it's been mostly the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, and Buffalo Bills. But according to Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, there's another team to keep an eye on. With Florio tweeting this morning that he tweeted last year to watch out for the Rams. And this year, the team he said he would keep an eye on is the Philadelphia Eagles. So, lot to break down from this one. Lot of different angles. Let's get into it. My first initial read on this, just reading the tea leaves on why Florio would tweet this and where this is coming from, is I probably don't think it's a coincidence that the day after there's a report from the Dallas Cowboys, or at least from Ed Warder of ESPN, and Jerry Jones came out and talked about the fact that Odell, there might be some still health concerns or with his ACL. They're not sure when he'll be able to play or if he'll be able to contribute this year. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the day after those reports come out, there's now a report linking Odell to the team that's the Cowboys' biggest competition, not only in the NFC, but maybe for the Super Bowl, and certainly in the division. So if you're the Cowboys on Tuesday, you come out and there's reports like, oh, I don't know about his health. And then the fact on Wednesday morning, first thing, there's a report like, oh, well, then maybe he'll sign with the Eagles. I think there's a little bit of gamesmanship going on here. Because from the Eagles' perspective, I look at it and I say, all right, they have 3 great receivers at the top. Obviously, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith is their 1 and 2. Quez Watkins has been a really good number 3 for them this year. He does have a shoulder injury. We're going to find out more about that as the week goes on. So maybe now they found out that's more serious and they're jumping into the Odell sweepstakes is possible. But at the end of the day, they don't really need a receiver. And if you're Odell, why would you go to a team where you're going to be arguably, I don't know, 5th in targets? Your AJ is going to be ahead of you. Devontae is going to be ahead of you. Goddard, when he returns, is going to be ahead of you. The running game is going to be ahead of you. Jalen Hurts running is going to be ahead of you. Miles Sanders running the ball is going to be ahead of you. Like, Odell is not going to come to the Eagles and be somebody that is important or somebody that is going to be prioritized in when it comes to getting the ball to him. So if you look at the other teams that are potential options for him, if he goes to the Giants, he's the number one wide receiver right away. If he goes to the Cowboys, he's really only behind CD and the running game. Like, there are other opportunities for him to really get the ball long term. Now, the Eagles, what they offer him is the best chance to win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, the Eagles are better than the Dallas Cowboys. Doesn't mean the Cowboys can't beat the Eagles come playoff time. But if you're Odell and you're looking at this and you're saying, what's my best chance of making sure I get another ring in February?
it's the Eagles, at least if you're going to go in the NFC. I mean, you can make an argument for the Chiefs and the Bills, but the Eagles are that team that would give him the best chance to win. The other thing the Eagles give him is if he really is truly not ready to play, if this is something where, you know, the idea of him playing in December is far-fetched and he could really only play end of January, well, the Eagles are going to be playing at the end of January. Like, that's how it looks like this is going to play out. But the other part of this is Odell has talked about, and there's been reports, that he wants to go somewhere where he could stay for a few years. The Eagles, to me, in my experience covering the team, are exactly the type of team that would sign Odell, say, all right, you're not going to play this year, or maybe you play in the playoffs, but realistically, you're probably not playing this year. Give him all offseason to rehab, and then next year, he gets to come into an offense that projects to once again be one of the best in the NFL, right? They're still going to have AJ. They're still going to have Devontae. Jalen is going to be here. The target issue is still an issue. Like, that's still a thing if you're Odell. But the Eagles are one of the best run organizations in the league, right? So you get to attach yourself to a winning organization. And would the Eagles offer him long-term security? I would be surprised. But if Mike Florio is saying that they're a possibility, maybe the Eagles view this as a chance to buy low on Odell and have this, you know, reap big rewards. The other part of this is if you're the Eagles and maybe you sign him with the eye on 2023. If you suffer an injury in the next 5 weeks, if God forbid AJ Brown gets injured, if Devontae suffers an injury, at least you have Odell in the building, right? So AJ Brown not injured right now, Devontae not injured right now. But if you sign Odell this week and you give him all of December to learn the offense, rehab, practice, get acclimated to the locker room, and then, you know, last game of the season, if AJ Brown's still playing, or, you know, first quarter of the first playoff game, he were to go down, you then have somebody that has more experience than, you know, not that Zach Pascal doesn't have experience, but somebody you would feel more confident in going in. Because the thing about the Eagles receivers is they have AJ, Devontae, Quez, and Pascal, but really they don't have anything after that. So if even Quez were to go down for a long time, or if Pascal were to go down, or Devontae, you're then only with three receivers you trust. And for a team that likes to run a lot of three wide receiver sets, you would have really no more receivers after that. You're not putting Covey out there. You're not putting Greg Ward out there. So this could be like a true, just in case of emergency, break the glass and bring out Odell Beckham signing by the Eagles. Another all-in move by them if they were to do it. Another commitment to making sure they have every possibility that could go wrong figured out in case of injury for the Super Bowl run. So there's reasons for it this year. And then, as I said, the Eagles are a team that like to buy low on players. So I can see this as them viewing it as a bargain signing. The other part of this is the money. Like, the Eagles only have $5 million in cap space. They have 15 key free agents set to hit the market this offseason. They have to pay Odell. I think Howie has shown he knows how to manipulate the cap to the point where it might not be a huge issue, but presumably Odell is not signing for the vet minimum. Like, you're probably giving him, I don't know, at minimum, I would say his cap hit might be $2 million, something like that. That's almost half the Eagles' cap space. So that is another part of this. But as I started off with, to me, this reads like Odell's camp telling Dallas and the Giants, like, all right, you better step up if you want him. Because if not, he'll not only go to another team, he'll go to a division rival. Like, if you're the Cowboys, and let's just say Odell does sign with the Eagles, the backlash from that from Cowboys fans is going to be intense. If you're the Giants and you have literally no wide receivers, your season is falling apart, you need something exciting, something for people to grab onto, well, now you have more pressure to make that happen, because if not only he doesn't go to your team, he goes to the Eagles, Giants fans are going to be very upset about that as well. So it's a really interesting dynamic here. The Eagles always seem to find themselves in on things. Howie Roseman loves to call around, collect information. So maybe that's where that's coming from. But I could never rule it out with the Eagles. I can simply never rule it out. So as we reach kind of the final stages, it seems at least, of the Odell Beckham sweepstakes, I would still say the Cowboys are the favorite. He seems too interested in going there. It makes too much sense. I think the health stuff might be more public negotiations as opposed to true concern. So I would still put the Cowboys there. The Giants, if he really doesn't care about winning and he just wants to go live somewhere that he wants to live, I think the Giants make sense. But if he wants a ring, if he wants no pressure of having to play right away, if he wants to go into a good environment, play for a good franchise, the Eagles are a real option for him if they have interest. So I would probably go Cowboys, Giants. I would go Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Bills. Those would be my rankings for where I think Odell is going to end up. But I think I can say that no matter whether you're a Cowboy fan, a Giant fan, Bill fan, Eagles fan, you probably just want this to be wrapped up. This has been a pretty insane publicity / free agency tour for a receiver that averaged 34 yards a game last year. So at the end of the day, I think we're going to get the answer soon. But if the Eagles are the team, man, there's going to be some upset Dallas fans and some upset Giants fans out there when that news breaks. So thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. As I said at the top of the show, if you could hit that subscribe button, it really helps the show grow. And if you leave a 5-star review with your best NFL take, could be a take on Odell, a take on the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, the Bills, any take, any 5-star review, I will make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.